The Energy Authority in the Gaza Strip says a shortage of fuel has halted the production of electricity across the blockaded coastal enclave. They say this is because the stock of fuel is zero. The situation results from Israel's destruction of tunnels used for bringing fuel into Gaza. The Energy Authority also accused the Palestinian Authority of charging Hamas too much for its fuel.
The electricity crisis has been ongoing since the Israeli blockade. The main problem is not being able to find ways to provide fuel for the power plant, which is 75% short on fuel. This is going to affect all sectors of life in Gaza.
Fathi Sheikh Khalil, the authority's deputy chairman, says last week the Palestinian Authority pledged to deliver fuel to Gaza without a usual tax, allowing the Hamas government to buy 400,000 liters of fuel a day. But the authority canceled its offer of tax exemption, making it difficult for Gaza authorities to afford the fuel.
We have been suffering from a fuel crisis since the Israeli blockade. Now the fuel crisis is worsening and the Palestinian Authority in the West Bank canceled its offer of tax exemption. There are efforts from the Palestinian Authority and Hamas government to find a solution.
Gazans say life is only getting harder under an Israeli blockade and the Egypt's closure of the Rafah crossing. They want the Palestinian Authority and the Hamas government to reach an agreement to alleviate the hardships they go through every day. The Gaza plant supplies about a third of the territory's electricity needs. In addition to the power plant, which produces up to 65 megawatts, Israel feeds the strip with 120 megawatts, and Egypt supplies Gaza with 27 megawatts of power. With a severe fuel shortage, power cuts have been lasting for 12 hours daily since last Friday. For years, Gazans have endured around 8 hours of daily blackouts due to fuel shortage. But can they suffer an additional 4 hours now that the power plant has been closed? Hala Safadi, Press TV, Gaza.